irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring, he's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip, listen and hear what Max is to share, LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo, LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, I'm your host Max Tucci, welcome back to Max and Friends. I know, it's like Sunday night on the East Coast. It's like 11 o'clock, and I was like, oh my gosh, how are you so alive? Because it's like the holidays, and it's like Christmas party after Hanukkah party, and I haven't been to a Kwanzaa party yet, so if y'all listening and you want to invite me to one, hit me up at Max Tucci on Twitter, and I will be there. I can't wait. I'm just tweeting now at Max Tucci. We've got a great show tonight. I've got two really awesome guests. She's back because you love her. You watch her on The Chew every day on ABC. So check your local listings. Carla Hall is going to be here in a minute. Plus, for the first time on Max and Friends, Monifa. Yes, we're going to kick it tonight and have a good time. And we're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about recipes. We're going to talk about things that kids can listen to. Meganella, thank you for tweeting me right now. Yes, it is a kid-friendly show tonight. So tune in, have fun, get ready for the holidays. We're going to play some music. We're going to give you some recipes. We're not even going to talk about, like, really all the stuff that's going on. Just in the beginning of the show, we're not going to talk about all the stuff that's happening in the world right now. Because we want to talk about, like, fun, kitchen, food, good food, the holidays, recipes, and some really good speedy holiday snacks. Are y'all in the mood for those? Because I know that I am. You know, Christmas is literally this week. What are you all doing for Christmas? I would like to know. Let me know at Max Tucci on Twitter. What are you doing for Christmas? What are you making for Christmas? I think that's the fun part. And what are you giving for Christmas? Besides love. That's the best gift. If y'all don't know what to give someone, give them love. Just give them a big old hug. And they'll look at you like you have 15 heads and just be like, I love you. Here's your Christmas hug. That's what I'm big on, is the Christmas love. We're going to play some really great Christmas music tonight. We've got a great song by Courtney Allen. Oh, Holy Night is coming up later on in the show. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I really appreciate y'all for tuning in. It's great to have you here. Almost 7 years here on LA Talk Radio. If you miss any portion of the show, go to latalkradio.com/max. And you will just, like, be part of the family. I say the first time you're a friend, the second time you're a family. And so the second time, because she's back, she's family, my girl. And she's got some great news to tell you. Carla Hall is back. Welcome to Max and Friends again. Carla, how you doing?
Hey, Max, I'm doing great. See, I'm on the East Coast at 11, just before I turn in. But I'm staying up for you, honey.
Thank you, darling, because I'm on the East Coast, too, so we're just, like, ready to fall asleep. But we're going to keep the energy going because we're going to talk about some speedy holiday snacks. But before we get into that, the last time you were on, you were plugging, promoting, doing your thing, and you had some really great responses to your wonderful the Kickstarter. Tell us about it and what's going on now, phase two, because you got some money.
Right, so this is phase two. We funded our Kickstarter campaign. That was really to get the fans involved and to get some buzz around the fact that I was opening a restaurant, which I said I would never do, but the bug has bitten me. So now what we're doing is we're looking for a space. We've seen hundreds, probably about 1,000 spaces in New York City, and so we saw one recently, and we put a bid on it. We're in that process, so fingers crossed, and it's downtown in New York City, in the Village. So I hope we get it. I walked in and you get this feeling, and I've seen some spaces, and the chills, right? There were some spaces that I saw and it was an immediate crush, but you know, crushes don't last. When I went into this space, I felt like home. I said,
you felt the love, because love lasts.
Exactly. I felt that lasting love.
Here's the great thing, because we're getting into inspiration real quick. I was having a conversation last week, and I was told, and I'm just sharing this with everybody, you know, when we're super clear on what we want, the universe, the divine, whatever, rises up to meet us, and the where and the when and the why will just happen naturally. So if you want that space, girl, it's yours, and I know I'm going to see my name on the wall there.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Your name is going to be on the wall. All the people that supported us, $25 or more, their names will be on the founder's wall. Yes. So, you know, it's really exciting. And actually, when I walked in, I'm like, okay, that's the founder's wall.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to come and visit you in New York. I see it happening already in that space because that's a fun neighborhood. So we'll see what happens.
And so it is.
And so it is. Ashe and Amen, Carla Hall. Now, tell us, because I love your books, Cooking with Love and Carla's Comfort Foods. What are you making for the holiday?
I'm making, we have a very similar menu that we have at Thanksgiving. I'm definitely making collard greens. I'm making macaroni and cheese and sweet potatoes, and I'm doing a green bean casserole. We're doing ham and turkey. I'm making rolls. I'm doing three desserts. I'm doing the yellow cake with chocolate frosting. I'm doing a pecan pie. I'm doing a pear frangipane tart. And I'm actually going to do a peach cobbler. I'll use frozen peaches. And then I think I'm going to make these candies that Michael Simon made on the Chew. He did these peppermint patties, like the York peppermint patties. I'm going to do those and put them out. And I'm so excited. It's just going to be the seven of us. It's a really small group.
That's a beautiful number, too, seven. That's all you really need.
I know, it's like one dessert for every two people.
There you go. Listen, if I weren't going to Colorado, I might be your eighth. But now here's the deal, Carla Hall. I saw you on The View the other day, and you had made a slamming cake. Can you just
tell us about that? Oh, that coconut cake?
I can't stop right now.
Oh, my God. So Nicole was, like, all on that cake. She took a huge slab of that cake. So it's the same yellow cake that I'm making for this chocolate layer cake. We did that. It's a really rich, old-fashioned cake that you fold whipped cream into it, so it's really moist. And then the what I think is the cherry on the top with this cake is the coconut frosting, and it uses coconut, sour cream, and sugar, and you make it and you sit it in the refrigerator until all of the sugar from the sweetened coconut kind of comes together with the sour cream and just all of the sugar, and it's not too sweet, and it's tangy from the sour cream, and then you put that over the cake, and then you set that cake in the refrigerator for 24 hours, and it is the jam. As a matter of fact, I made it on the Chew, and Mario said that that's like one of his favorite desserts, and he's going to do it for this Christmas because it's so balanced, and the coconut is so yummy and chewy. So if you like coconut, this is the cake for you.
And where can people find the recipe?
For the recipe for that cake, it's on thechew.com. So you can just go to thechew.com and then search coconut cake, or just put in coconut.
My mouth is like south. You know, I'm here in Florida right now, so we've got coconuts all over the place.
Oh, yes.
We got to make this coconut. Oh, my God. It sounds so good. I want to eat this microphone thinking about it.
And then, with fresh coconut, if you just took a peeler and then got some strips of coconut and toasted them really slow in the oven and even put a little bit of salt and sugar on them, let them get brown, and then you can garnish the top of the cake with that. Gorgeous!
Can I tell you about gorgeous and delicious? Because I'll tell you why. I did that not too long ago, and those have become my new, like, potato chips. These
oh my God, they're so good!
And they're vegan, and they're, like, perfectly delicious, and they're, like, healthy. So it's like, how you coconutting? Those are my chips.
I love it.
But beautiful. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Oh Holy Night just so we can get in the Christmas mood. Because when we're back, Carla Hall is going to give us some really good, quick recipes. She calls them speedy holiday snacks. Speaking of holiday snacks and holiday gifts, it's not too late to go right now online to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and get Carla's books, Cooking with Love and Carla's Comfort Foods, because you could put those right into the stocking, and they're a great gift for the holidays. Yes, they are. Oh, Holy Night by Courtney Allen on Max & Friends. And when we're back, Carla Hall from The Chew is giving us her speedy holiday snacks on Max & Friends. I'm Max Tucci. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Courtney Allen, Oh Holy Night. And if you go right now to Reverb Nation, you can get that song for free from Courtney Allen. So your holidays could be beautiful and a holy night indeed. Thank you, Gabe Lopez, for sending us that, because I know you worked on that song and we just love it. If you're joining me for the first time tonight, it's almost 7 years we're here, so tune in every Sunday night because we're live on Max and Friends. And we've got replays all during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. So just always tune into LA Talk Radio. We've got Carla Hall from The Chew here tonight. She's going to give us some speedy holiday snacks. So what do you got on the menu for our first holiday snack?
Max, let me just say, woo! I was over here waving my hand in the air with chill bumps listening to Courtney's Oh Holy Night. Okay, I just had to say that.
Okay, well, let's stay there for 1 second because we can get into food in just a minute. Was that not the most incredible song?
Oh, my gosh!
Yes, and I'll tell you, I was on Instagram today, and my friend Gabe Lopez, who arranged that song for him. Gabe is amazing, and I said, Gabe, we gotta play that tonight. He goes, here's a song you want me to send, Courtney Allen's version of Oh Holy Night. His voice is amazing. I produced and arranged the music, and Courtney did his own vocal arrangement. He is stellar. The song is available on iTunes for 99¢ or free if you like his Reverb Nation. Go to his Reverb Nation, because that isn't that the jam, Carla Hall?
Oh my God, it is the jam. I'm online right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Courtney Allen's Oh Holy Night. We're playing again in the show tonight. So we've got these amazing speedy holiday snacks while you're playing Courtney yes. Allen's Oh Holy Night in the kitchen. Tell us what they are, because people are tweeting. We need to know.
Okay. So the thing, I have one of the easiest and most impressive snacks. You will not believe how easy it is. Cheese, Gruyere cheese, like get a block of Gruyere cheese and then sesame seeds, black pepper, caraway seeds, chopped almonds, whatever. And that is something you probably already have in your house, and a peeler, okay? A block of cheese, a peeler, some little sprinkles to go on top, parchment paper works, Silpat, like a silicone baking sheet works best, and then a sheet pan. And what you're going to do, you're going to take a peeler, and you're going to peel on the short side, like cut the rind off. Peel on the short side of your Gruyere cheese and lay these pieces, these strips, on your sheet pan about an inch apart. Sprinkle them with whatever you want. It could be sesame seeds, it could be black pepper, caraway seeds, chopped almonds, or just plain. Your oven is preheated at 350 degrees, and you're going to bake them for 5 to 8 minutes until the cheese is melty, bubbly, and golden brown. And then you pull them out. When they cool, they're going to be these lacy, crispy cheese crisps.
Ooh.
It's that easy.
And they look like snowflakes.
Exactly. It is that easy. Ooh. And it's so impressive. So you get a bunch of those and you just sort of stuff them in a basket or with a napkin or something to put out for your guests. It's also a nice addition to a cheese display because you have a different texture of cheese.
Absolutely.
And speaking, right?
Ooh.
So, and I love a great cheese display, but it also gives everybody doesn't like raw cheese. Everybody
right.
doesn't want just cheese. And so it's really nice to give them something else. Actually, our savory cookies are really good, too, but that's a whole other story, which you can get at carlisle.com. But let me tell you about these spice nuts.
You know, before we get into those spice nuts, that cheese, is what I love about it is it gives a whole new dimension to the cheese because everyone,
yes.
you know, we had a little cocktail party last night, and everyone was like, they love the cheese, okay, whatever. But when you, like, we wrapped brie last night in some phyllo dough, and we did it up.
Mm-hmm.
We put some apricot jam on top and then made, like, little leaves. And people were like digging into that, and it was like a whole new dimension. We took that cheese to the max. So I love the crispy, and I love crispy cheese. So you all, we're going to have these recipes. You can find them at CarlaHall.com, right?
Well, I can put them on my site. I can put them on my site too, but you can put them on yours. I'll put them on
Absolutely.
Mine.
Absolutely. Super.
Yeah.
And what we can do also is, if y'all missed the recipe, just download the show again because it's free and you could just listen to it and put it in the kitchen, play O Holy Night, and just listen to Carla giving you like your own VIP recipe with Carla.
Right.
So that's tell right. us about these spicy nuts because we all love some all right. spicy nuts.
It's something easy. Not only is it going to jazz up a cheese display, it's also going to, it can be a really great last minute gift. It could be a little nibble before people come over, but if you're making them, you may as well make a lot of them. This recipe makes 4 cups, but it easily doubles and triples. So, you know, if you've made a recipe and with egg yolks and you're wondering what to do with the egg whites, this is the recipe for you. So you're going to take 2 egg whites, a half a cup of granulated sugar, a quarter cup of packed light brown sugar, a half teaspoon of ginger, a half teaspoon of black pepper, and a half teaspoon of salt. So there you go. And then 4 cups of pecan halves or walnuts or any mixed whole nuts. And then your oven is preheated at 300 degrees. You're going to beat your egg whites until they're stiff and then take all of the spices and mix into the egg whites. Then you take your nuts and you fold this mixture into your nuts, and then you spread them out on a parchment paper lined sheet pan in a single layer, and then you go into the oven, and then every 10 minutes or so you're just going to kind of toss them around until the egg white is kind of cooked. It takes about 35 to 45 minutes, and then that's it. You pull them completely.
Toss the nuts.
And that's it. So, right. Fruits and nuts. Boom. That's it.
I love it. Sweet and spicy nuts. Toss mm-hmm. them up. And now these are
Toss
all
them
simple. Toss them up and, yeah. and feed them. And feed them to your friends. Now,
you know what else? And these are good for Sundays. They're also, I did that on the Chew. I did that pecan, that pumpkin pecan pie baked into a chocolate cake. And then I took spice nuts and garnished the edges of the top of the cake over it. It had ganache on it, and then I garnished with these nuts. I mean, once you have these nuts, they're good for so many things. They're good for your oatmeal, or you can throw them on top of your yogurt, whatever. You know, they're just a good thing to have around for the holidays.
You know, Carla Hall, you're a good thing to have around for the holidays. Because you just make them sound so delicious. And the books, everyone, stuff the stockings with these books. Cooking with Love and Carla's Comfort Foods. Because there's like nothing better than books. Add them to your collection and just enjoy every recipe. And go to CarlaHall.com because you're going to get those recipes that she said tonight. Download these shows on LATalkRadio.com/Max. And you can just have a wonderful holiday and make sure it's filled with love. Right, Carla Hall?
That's right. Fill it with love.
Fill with love. Give us some tips, quick tips for having a stress-free holiday that you do in your house.
What I'm doing this year, I'm setting my table early. I'm getting all of my dishes out for my dinner, and what will fit in the oven, I'm putting those dishes in there. If it doesn't fit in the oven, then I won't have those dishes. I need for everything to go in the oven that's going to be in the oven, everything that's going to be on top of the oven, put those pans there, because where people make the mistake is the timing and juggling, and things come out at different times. So you do that, get your table set. I already have my prep list. That's the main thing. Get a prep list. Every chef has a prep list. You can tick off and down to the wire what you need to do at what time. And that's the key. It's just a little bit of pre-planning, and don't try to do everything at one time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I always tell people? Just relax, because you can't
mess. Oh, my God. Relax. Relax.
And enjoy the moment, because when you cook food in a hurry and when you cook it with freaking out, it tastes that way. Cook it with love.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can taste the love. You can taste the stress. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Cook it with love, because that's what this holiday is about. Carla Hall, thank you so much. Everyone, tune in to The Chew on ABC's. Check your local listings. And have a wonderful, beautiful holiday, Carla Love. I thank you so much and love you for being here tonight on Max and Friends.
Thank you, Max. You have a great Christmas, too, and all of your listeners. Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
Have a beautiful night, Carla.
Thanks.
Bye, darling. Didn't I promise you all so much fun with those quick recipes? And the books are fantastic. Y'all need to get them and stuff your stockings with them, put them under the trees. Whatever you need to do, do it. Go to Amazon right now or go to Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your books. Go into a bookstore, people. Go into a bookstore. Well, speaking of food, we got a fun song right now that we're going to play from our girl Monifa called Veggie Love. And when we're back, Monifa's going to be in the studio on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you all for tuning in. If it's your first time, I love you all for listening. And if you've been here forever, I love you all even more. I just give my heart to you and I give you a big old hug. And when we're back after this groovy song called Veggie Love, Monifa's going to be here. I know you're all waiting for her because you're tweeting me up a storm. Keep tweeting me at Max Tucci. We'll be right back.
This song is about falling in love with your vegetables. And I remember it like it was yesterday.
Second No, say it again.
Mama told me that you make me big and strong. My mama.
No, it's not my mama. It's mama.
My mama.
No. It's mama.
I said mama. Mama.
Say mama.
Mama
told me
how.
No.
Mama taught you make me big and strong.
No.
My mama taught you me how.
No.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Oh, mama told me that you're listening to Max and Friends here tonight on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Monifa. There was a great collaboration for that song, and it was just perfect segue to this portion of the show. I love you all for tuning in. Keep tweeting me at Max Tucci. Monifa's here, and she's going to tell us about veggie love and what's going on in her life and how things are always good. How you doing, Monifa?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. How are you,
beautiful,
darling?
I'm so great. So tell us real quick about veggie love.
That song brings me so much joy. Veggie Love is a duet that I did with J-Rome. I was asked to be a part of the initiative, Michelle Obama's initiative. This is her CD that goes along with her health initiative for children and teens to get healthy. And it was a great, great compilation album of a gazillion artists. I mean, Dougie Fresh, Jordan Sparks, Ashanti, you know, it's a really great mix of different artists that participated and put songs on the album, and it was just so fun, and I loved the record when I heard it. It really sounds like a love song, and I had so much fun recording that.
It is so beautiful. Part of, and you know
yeah,
what's great is that you
the White
hear
House.
That's the best part, and you also like you bring joy into kids' lives, and you make them realize that, you know what, together we rise, and you gotta live healthy, and it's good to you.
Yeah,
know?
Absolutely. So, I love my veggies as a kid.
Right? Well, we've got a million tweets bombing us right now, so we're gonna get into them, y'all. Keep tweeting at Max Tucci. I promise we'll get to as many as we can. You know, we are live right now on Max and Friends. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I love you all for tuning in. But here's the deal, Monifa. We got to congratulate you for being nominated, first and foremost, for not one, but two Out Music Awards coming up in 2015 and the recipient of the Out Music Vanguard Award. Tell us about the emotions when you saw that your name was up there.
You know, I was really, really, it was a pleasant surprise. It is an honor because, and I just have to say, I'm just being myself, you know, I'm just being who I am and
Authentic. Walking
in it, you know, just pushing forward. Yeah. Just pushing forward, doing what feels good to my spirit. Doing what I know to do in the moment. It may not always be right, but I'm just being me. And, for them to think that, to feel like, wow, you know, she deserves to get the Vanguard Award. Like, that's really cool. You know, I mean, although I think I have a long way to go, but it's really, really, really cool that they're acknowledging my path so far. And,
absolutely.
You know, things that I've done. Yeah.
You know,
really
what's beautiful,
it.
Though? I just want to say, I want to offer this to you. Everything you're doing is right because it's creating who you are every day. So everything you're doing is right. And it's just you're aligning with your spirit. You're authentic. And I could feel it. I could feel your energy.
Wow.
Right now. I could feel it. So we've got a tweet from the Coach Queen. And she says,
oh my God, hey.
Ask Mo if she has any guest collabs on her upcoming project. Not that she needs any.
You know, I'm still working on that, and we'll see because I'm still finishing up the project. I am very, very pleased so far, but there's a couple of joints, you know, that we like to call them joints, or I like to call them joints. There's a couple of tracks that I am still working on that I am completely open and figuring out if any guest appearances fit, any features fit,
And of course, there's a plethora of people that I would love to collaborate with. So we'll see. I'm going to keep that under wraps. I don't like that under stuff.
You know what? And there's a great quote that I heard that said, "We are losing the art of privacy." So keep it private.
Yeah, really. Tell me about it, right?
Right.
You know, people get married on TV and stuff. Like,
I know, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, girl. But we have another tweet from Monifa Fans with a Z, and they say, no question, just want to wish Monifa a Merry Christmas, and we love her.
So, I love you guys, too. Mwah, thank you so much for your support.
There you go.
Now, as well.
Yeah, there you go. Now, speaking of, you know, making our private lives public, you did a beautiful job at it. And I'll say a beautiful job because some people do things, you know, on TV just to do things. But again, I feel your authenticity. And you did it because you're in love, girl. I can see it. You're in love.
Yeah,
so
I am
tell
in
us
love.
About,
I have a real...
Tell us about this public marriage to your partner, which made TV history because it was the first same-sex African-American televised wedding. So, like, when you first saw the... Forget the moment, because that was your private moment when you were there. But when you first saw it on TV, what were you like?
I was like, you know, I don't know if I can swear, but I was like, oh,
you can swear.
Yeah.
Say what you want, girl.
No, I'm just saying, like, so, you know, real talk, I was like, oh, shit, like, wow. I felt it was... I didn't feel like I was looking at my us. It was out-of-body experience. I thought it was beautiful. It looked as beautiful as the moment felt. Uh-huh. And I was so, oh my gosh, wow. I don't know, I'm very emotional these days. Anyway, it was as beautiful as it felt. And I was proud of us because deciding to do that, let people into that, was...
What made you do it?
We knew it was bigger than us.
Yeah.
What made us do it and decide to do it, we knew that it wasn't all about us and that... it was something that needed to be shown. Love is love, and love is the greatest of these. And we knew it was just us doing our part.
Yeah.
In this equality.
Yeah.
Struggle.
It's a beautiful thing. And you know what? Let's not even... I'm so sensitive to words these days, right? Because I went to that whole, the Oprah, you know, the Life You Want tour. And I think when we say that equality is a struggle, it becomes that. Equality is a right, period. So if you're all tuning in tonight,
absolutely right, and I agree with you.
Problem,
thank you for checking.
We're not struggling. We're not struggling. What we're doing is we're showing you what needs to be done, and we're telling you to accept it because it's greater than same sex. It's love.
Right.
Period. So
that's right.
Y'all dig that. That's put it. That in your pipe and smoke it because it's the holidays.
You
so
better tell them that, and you're absolutely right. And thank you for checking me because I absolutely agree with you. And I shouldn't have called it a show because it's not. It was just us walking in our humanity.
And you know why I love that you called it a struggle? Because it brought us into this moment of calling a thing a thing. So
let's call a thing a thing. That's my MO. Yes, we gotta call a thing a thing.
Speaking of life, how is married life?
Married life is the same as non-married life because I say that because we were already committed and we had our own little private thing way before, you know, she even surprised me with the proposal. We asked God to bless our, you know, our union, our connection and our love and our partnership. So
what
we
made
were
you say
spiritually
I do?
There,
what made you say yes? What made you say yes?
She's amazing. And I've never felt so enough. I'm my best self in her presence, and in, you know, with her in my life. My best self shines. It has to be out.
You can't explain the natural. You can't explain the natural.
Yeah, it's kind of inexplicable. It is.
It just
but she's amazing, and we click, man. We click. You know, we're human and, you know, we have our stuff, but that's just what it is. But we're partners and we're committed and we're fun and we're friends. We are like, she's my best friend and I'm hers, and we still talk like we just met. Like, we converse like we just met yesterday.
Isn't that beautiful?
Like, we don't, we still have things to talk about. Like, and I love talking to her.
Yeah, that's a good lesson, no one, everybody, for this week. That's the Monifa lesson on Max and Friends. Talk to each other, people.
Yes, communication is key.
Talk to
each
other.
Even when it's painful or scary, yeah.
Yeah.
And honesty,
it's a beautiful
you know,
thing.
Honesty absolutely follows that. And, you know, and we all come with our own stuff. And, you know, it the patience and, you know, the trust. It all of that matters, and you know you just gotta push and really fight for your relationship or your connection or what's worth it about having it, and just push through those moments.
And enjoy the love because it's always bigger.
And enjoy the love.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because people are in relationships, and I just feel like talking about this for a quick second, so bear with me.
That's fine.
Because it's just something I feel in my spirit, and y'all are going through these holidays, listeners, right now, and everyone is tense, and y'all are stressing out, and you're fighting and whatever. For a minute, y'all, just take this. Whenever you find yourself in your next fight, take a breath and just get up behind your man, your woman, whatever.
Right.
Just give them a big old hug. Get up in their ear and just say, I love you. And watch how the dynamics and the energy shifts. Put love into this holiday.
Yes.
Okay?
It is very true, Max.
So speaking of love, I know you love your daughter. How's she doing?
She is very, very good.
Do we have some big news pending?
Yes, we do. Can you hear it in my voice? Okay. So, yes, I am about to be a fabulous looking feeling grandma, and I say, you know, people say grandma, and I like that too, but I'm going to be a grandmother, and I say that because I get this is an honor. It's a whole nother, I believe it's going to be a whole nother level of love and commitment. Yeah, man, I'm excited.
It's beautiful.
Yes,
and just the word grandmother, it's so real.
Yes.
Grandmother's cute, but you're already a mother, and now you are a grand. It's like just putting this extra beauty into it. So congratulations.
Okay. And I get to be my best self with this kid. Like, I'm like a much better person. I'm a different person. Like, I've grown. I've learned some things. I have some wisdom. My outlook is different. My spirit is aligned with who I want to be and my purpose. And I feel I have so much to offer this kid. And I'm really excited.
You have so much to offer the world. It's the other side of Monifa.
Yes.
Speaking of the other side, I can hear it in your voice, but let's set up the other side. Cause we're going to play that right now. Cause I want to get it on the air tonight.
Sure.
So tell us about the other side and what just rose up in your spirit to record it, to be a part of it and to make it magic.
Well, The Other Side was just a super fun song. I loved the track, and although it's talking about, you know, don't come back here, go over there to the other side, don't come back, I'm done. It wasn't sad and sappy. I love the beat. It reminds me of like a early late 60s, early 70s sitcom track, like music. It's just something about it, and it was just fun to me.
Let's just play it. Here it is right now, y'all. The Other Side with Monifa and Max and Friends. And when we're back, we're going to talk about some more stuff and R&B divas because I know you all want to know about that. Hit it. The Other Side and Max and Friends.
Up and down, but that's how you do.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Monifa, The Other Side. If you guys want to jam to it, then go to latalkradio.com/Max. Download this episode of tonight's show. You can play it. But Monifa's here with us, so she's going to tell us about her album and a single coming out. When is that all happening, Monifa?
And the top of the first quarter of 2015.
That's very, very happy.
Yeah, okay.
That's next quarter
because I'm gonna do the singles between I'm independent, so I get to, you know, kind of call my own shots here. So it's definitely the first quarter, which is definitely by March. The single will be out late January. And the entire project will
be
out by March.
Yes, the single will be in Aquarius.
yes, exactly.
And the album
of
Pisces.
Like me.
Me too. You're in Aquarius, yes. Me too.
Oh my gosh, are you serious, Max?
Stop it, when's your birthday? Valentine's Day.
Mine is the 28th of January.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, I can't take it.
All right, we'll talk after the show.
Okay, right.
Because we got to talk about what's going on. Because do you have any like acting projects out here in your future?
Yes, I do. I am writing a project, something that's been, you know, I have been gestating for years, and I'm finally going to birth it. I am starring in some productions, theatrical productions and tours, and I am honing my, I'm getting deeper into my acting, and I'm getting into my actor, way deeper into my actor for this project, this one-woman show I'm doing. So I'm doing that, and
you know what's so beautiful? You're being an Aquarius, because I get it now. Like, you mm-hmm. are gonna do a million things, and whatever you do, it's always something that was a divine order and that the universe rises up to meet you with. Because as Aquarians, like, everyone's life is big, but as an Aquarian,
right.
because we have this like knack to be humanitarians and give ourselves to the world. Our lives are so big. So we got to always just, this is for you. Just keep reaching. Keep reaching.
Thank you so much. And could you tell my mind that? Because, yeah, we are very sensitive, very humanitarian. We're humanitarians, absolutely. We care about a lot. And sometimes I could get heavy, man. I'm telling you.
It's true. But it's okay. That's why we just need to burn some sage and get some lavender and just be still.
Exactly. Thank you for that. Remind me.
Here's the
deal.
And
I'm also developing some non-scripted and scripted shows that I'm producing and developing. I'm very interested in becoming, you know, being on the behind the back end, the behind the scenes of television. So I have a lot of great ideas, Teresa and I. Yeah,
that's beautiful. Well, we're getting tweets like blasting up my phone right here. Yes, everybody, I got my T-Mobile, my Galaxy 4, because I love it. But any news about...
I got it too, and I'm T-Mobile.
Of course
we
do.
Okay, go ahead. This is weird.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, okay. We're just having connections. Y'all bear with us, because we're having a moment, okay? It's the Monifa and Max.
Yeah.
So just y'all be chill. So here's the deal. People want to know about R&B Divas Atlanta. Are you returning? Will you return? What's going on? Is it happening? What do you have to say about it?
You know, that is all up to the universe and what my journey is. I am open to going back. That's it. I'm open. And when I get that information or that situation presented to me again, then I will cross that bridge when I get to it.
That's beautiful.
But,
this
you know,
is someone
it's been great.
This is somebody I'm talking to, Monifa, tonight. If you're listening to Max and Friends for the first time, I love you all for tuning in. We're talking about the moment right now and living in the moment. So before we got to wrap this up, because I'm getting the little flash, we got to wrap it up because that always happens. What do you want your legacy to be? Did I lose you?
That's so good. You didn't lose me. You didn't lose
I lost
me.
You
I'm
in
just,
time.
You know, that I did. But yeah, you know, I my legacy to be that I.
Here's
I went,
the deal.
I went
Save
out with a,
it.
I fought. I went out with a bang. Like this is, you just got. I just did the best that I could. I was my best self, and I gave of myself unselfishly.
Yes, there's your tweet right there. Monifa gives of herself. Unselfishly, selfless. You're beautiful in every single way.
Thank you.
I let you go, inspire all these people who are tweeting right now and listening because they love you, Monifa. What do you have to tell them?
I have to say, first, thank you. And secondly, you're not alone in anything, in any feeling that you're feeling, any moment that you're having right now. There's always hope. Hope is something that is always there. Nothing is hopeless. And hold on to that always. Mm. And push through. You are enough, period.
Yes. Just because you are born, everybody, you are enough. And if no one tells enough. You I love you, yes. I love you. Monifa, I know you love them. Tell me.
I love you. I love you guys. Absolutely not. And I do. I love you
it's
guys.
True.
I pray everybody finds that peace, because in this climate that we're in, we have to find a way to find our center, our peace, that space mm-hmm. for peace, because it gets rough. It really does.
Yes. But you know what? It's always worth it. So on that note, everybody, no experience is ever wasted. Everything has meaning. Be still and know, people. Just take this life, this week, this moment, right now, to enjoy yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. I wish you all a very beautiful, happy holidays, a beautiful Merry Christmas. I'm off to Colorado, so I will talk to you from there next week with the one and only Jackie Collins is back, and the Champagne Diet, giving you things that you can do for the New Year's and also for the New Year. But before we get into the New Year, have a beautiful holiday. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. Monifa, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Max, you're amazing. Thank you so much. I had a great time with you tonight.
Absolutely. I have to say big thank you to Savoy and Mark for making this happen. And of
I
course,
I love my snake family.
There you go. And Carla Hall, tune into The Chew. I love you all for listening. Take life to the max. Good night, good karma, and have a very happy holiday. It's not about the presents. It's about being in the present. I love you all for listening. Good night. I'm your host, Max Tucci, on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Monifa, I'm calling you after the show. Good night, y'all.